Hello.
Hello, my name is Nelson Escobar from Metro Research. We are conducting a poll of people's opinions toward public affairs and current events. Are you currently registered to vote at this address?
Excuse me?
Are you...
You want to know if I live at this address?
Yeah. Are you currently registered to vote at this address?
Yes, I'm an independent. I'm registered, yes.
Okay. Are you registered to vote as Democrat, Republican, or as something else?
No, I'm an independent. That's how I'm listed on there. I can't vote like in primaries, only in the general.
Okay. What are the chances you will vote in the November general election for president, Senate, Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote?
Oh, definitely.
No,
I definitely have to vote. I'm not very happy with either party, but most likely I will be voting for the Democratic president.
Okay. And would you please tell me your age?
Yes, I'll be 82 this week.
Okay, so between 18 to 29, 30 to 39, 40 to 49, 50 to 59, 60 to 64, 65
and over. I'm 82 years old.
Okay. In Florida, the media describes people as either black or African American, Anglo or white or Hispanic. How would you describe yourself? African American, black, white, Anglo, Hispanic, Latino?
I like to describe myself what I am. I'm Russian, Ukrainian, and Italian. Which I'm very proud to be.
Okay. Could you please repeat it one more time?
Yes, I'm a Russian, Ukrainian, and half Italian.
Okay.
I really wanted Joe Biden in the race, but unfortunately I feel bad he can't do it.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you feel that things here in Florida are headed in the right direction or wrong direction?
Yeah, I wouldn't say completely wrong. You know, there's a lot of things that I think are good. There's things I feel could be improved. But on the whole, I say, you know, not too bad.
Okay, so how do you feel that things here in Florida are headed in the right direction or wrong direction?
I say we're pretty much in the right direction. But like I say, a couple of things maybe could be changed, but on the whole, it's okay.
Okay, thank you.
I'm very
thinking about.
Even though I'm an independent, you know, I'm very moderate. I like they used to have what they call blue dog Democrats. I like people in the middle, you know.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about election for Congress, would you for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
I'm not sure about the Democrat one now. I have to find out more. I do my homework before that day. I know who the Republican is, but I'm not sure about the Democrat, so I don't want to say one way or the other until I see the information. Which they mail us in Florida, you know, before the election. If the person's in the middle of the road, then most likely they have my vote.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I'd like to ask you your impressions of some people and organizations you might have heard of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a very favorable opinion of them, a somewhat favorable opinion, a somewhat unfavorable opinion, or a very unfavorable opinion. If you don't recognize one of them, that's okay, just let me know. Here's the first one. Ron DeSantis,
I'm not unfavorable, but he's okay. He could improve a little, but I say he's okay.
Right, and would you say it's a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable?
I would say somewhat favorable.
Okay, thank you. The next one is Project 2025. Would you say you're very favorable?
Unfavorable.
Somewhat favorable?
Unfavorable.
And that's a somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Next one is Thomas Califox. Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable.
I don't know enough about that.
Okay. Next one, Donald Trump.
Unfavorable.
That's a very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Next one, Joe Biden.
I was favorable for him. I'm very upset because of that he's not feeling well and can't run.
Okay. That's a very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Next one, Kamala Harris. Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I don't really know enough about her yet, so I'll just leave her as a somewhat. I have to hear more
somewhat.
From her. I would say somewhat, because she hasn't come out and gave her opinions on what she's going to be doing, in my eyes. Yes, I'm waiting to hear.
Okay. Right. Just to confirm, that's a somewhat favorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Yeah, somewhat.
Thank you. The next one is Democrats in Congress. Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
On both sides, I'm just somewhat. Because everybody fights too much on both sides.
And just confirm, is that somewhat favorable or somewhat unfavorable?
That's what I said. Yeah, just somewhat. For them and the Republicans, just somewhat.
Okay, thank you. The next one is MAGA Republicans. Very favorable,
somewhat favorable,
somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Unfavorable. Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Last one, Darren Soto. Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable.
I would say somewhat. Somewhat.
Just to confirm, somewhat favorable?
Yes, somewhat favorable.
Okay. Thank you. Moving on.
Before the election, as you can see, I'm in the middle of the road person.
Okay, thank you. All right, next one. Thinking about the job Joe Biden is doing as president, do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, disapprove?
I basically approve. There were a couple of things I didn't, because we're both Catholic. Some things he went against my beliefs and that, but I approved of him.
Okay. So you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Thank you. Thinking about the job Darren Soto is doing as congressman from this district.
Somewhat.
Okay, so do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. And if the election for president were today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Kamala Harris, the Democrat, which one do you think you'd vote for?
Well, I don't have a choice because, like I said, I was against Trump, so it would have to be Kamala.
Okay. And, well, which one did you lean more toward at this time?
I was always leaning toward Joe Biden. But now I have to go with Kamala.
Well, between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris,
Trump, no. No, no, all across the board for Trump.
Okay. All right, if the election for United States Senate were today and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and Debbie Mukherjee Powell, the Democrat, which one do you think you'd vote for?
I don't know much about the Democrat one. Rick Scott, I agree with him somewhat, but not all the way.
Well, which one do you lean more toward at this time?
I don't know anything about the Democrat. I have to study more on him before the election. So, you know, it's like a somewhat until I do my, I like to investigate everything before I vote.
Okay. And if the election for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Califox, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you would vote for?
Then I would say I have to lean against for Soto.
Okay. As you may know, there will also be amendments to the Florida Constitution on the ballot.
Oh, well, we have one amendments this year? Oh, my God. Every year we have a bunch of amendments. Oh, my God.
And one constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. This is how it reads. No law should prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health, as determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. Would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
If it's a matter of the mother's health, because I'm Catholic, you know, I have to lean against it be allowed for that exception, but that's about it because I'm Catholic and we're kind of strong on that. But if it's the mother's health, then, you know, I say okay.
Okay, well, which one did you lean toward at this time? Yes or no?
That's a hard one. I'm not 100% for the abortion. That's what I'm saying. So only somewhat.
Well, the options are yes, vote, or no vote.
No vote.
I mean, I'm sorry. It's vote yes or vote no.
God, that's a very hard one. I would have to, I can't give you an honest answer on that. I have to think about it when I read it.
Okay.
I'm not for 100% abortion, so where would that fall in? I'm for exceptions.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'd like to read you two brief statements.
Okay, it'll be almost over because I have to make dinner.
Yes, I'm going to go as fast as I can.
Okay, because somebody's expecting a call from me.
Yes, let me do this really quick. Now, I'd like to read you two brief statements about two of the candidates for Congress. The first one is Darren Soto is the current congressman for Central Florida. Soto is an experienced legislator who works tirelessly to deliver for Central Florida. He worked to pass bipartisan legislation that expands healthcare for veterans exposed to bomb pits and toxic substances. Soda also helped pass a law that capped the price of insulin to $35 for those on Medicare, so families don't have to choose between life-saving medication and paying the bills. Soda will always fight against efforts to cut Social Security.
I'm the one that's affected by that, so I'm saying I'm very favorable toward him because I pay a lot on medication and mold. I lay out over $7,000 a year. Okay.
Great. I'm going to read you the statements, and at the end, I'm going to read you the question.
Yeah, I'm expecting a phone call from a doctor. That's the only reason I'm saying is it much longer.
We have completed a 43%.
I have a phone call coming in. It's longer than I thought it was going to be.
Can we schedule maybe a callback? Can I call you back later?
No, I can't tonight. How many more questions are there? My goodness.
Right now, we have completed a 43% of the survey.
Yeah, it's taking too long. I could only go maybe 5 more minutes. Like I said, I'm expecting a phone call regarding medicine that we're talking about from the doctor's office.
Okay. So let me go as fast as I can. So the next
statement. Yeah, because I don't have the time, right? Oh, God. Go ahead.
Okay. So the next statement says, Colonel Thomas Califox is an experienced business owner and decorated military veteran who served for over 30 years. Colonel Califox will put America first by enforcing the laws necessary for securing the border against the out-of-control flow of illegal immigrants, fight for fiscal responsibility by cutting wasteful government spending, and make us independent from foreign energy sources. Colonel Califox will take his experiences as a small business and multi-million-dollar enterprise leader to continue to grow opportunities in our community. And if the election for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Califox, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you would vote for?
Like I said, I know more about Soto. But like I review everything before because they do send this information about each candidate. And I haven't gotten that yet, so it's very hard to answer 100%.
Okay, and which one do you lean more toward at this time?
I said Soto.
Okay. Thank you. Which of the following issues do you think is the most important for Congress to focus their attention on right now? Here's the list. Bringing down rent prices, lowering inflation and gas prices, making owning a home more affordable, protecting Social Security and Medicare, lowering grocery prices.
All of that. I'm for all of that.
All right. But just for quality purposes, I need to finish reading the list. Tackling crime and improving public safety, making healthcare affordable for working families, ending the gun violence epidemic, protecting abortion rights, improving 1-4 in traffic congestion in Central Florida, promoting traditional values in schools, creating jobs and increasing wages in Central Florida, securing our border.
All of that.
Okay. You must pick one from the list.
Oh, God. The economy is very important to me because I'm 82 years old and it's very hard to live. So I don't know which one in there you want to pick as the economy. And the border.
Okay. See. If you want, I can read it one more time. The list.
Oh, I really, like I said, I really have to go because I'm expecting a doctor's appointment call.
Okay, no problem. Can I call you back maybe later?
No, I can't later. I'm very sick right now. This is why I'm waiting for the doctor. That's why I tried to give you as much information and time as I could, but I'm running behind now. It's longer than the call than I thought it would be.
All right, it's okay. I can try tomorrow, maybe.
I told you I'm so sick right now. I'm waiting for medicine to come. It's not a good week for me this week.
Oh, okay. No problem. Thank you so much for your time. Appreciate
it. Thank you. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.